Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. I seek refuge with Allah against the rejected enemy Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath. those who go not astray. Amen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. No partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, the Prophet Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, open with big hugs and love to you. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Come on, let's start now. You know, we ain't seen each other since last week. And if it was my son, it wasn't last week. Now I'd be telling him I ain't seen him. I said, I haven't seen you in a year. He said, but Mama, you just seen me last week. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I love you. I love you. I love you, too. Thank you so kindly. You're such a gem. You're such a gem. I appreciate you so kindly. I feel your love. Pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Okay. We are now in the fourth month of the Islamic calendar, Rabi al-Akhir. And today is the 20th day of Rabi al-Akhir, 1445. On the Hijra calendar, and November 4th, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. And today, tell y'all before we get into tonight, today is my great-granddaughter's birthday. And I called her and I sang happy birthday to her, and she's just quite a young lady. She's turning 9 today. And is this something here? My oldest son's youngest daughters are the auntie of their father's granddaughter and my great-granddaughter. So all of the girls be with them, you know. So when one on birthday, and that's the way I raised them, when it's one on birthday, everybody got birthday. Because at some point, even if it's different months, different, you know, times and what have you, you're still going to have it. So it's everybody's birthday when one birthday come around. And so everybody's looking all beautiful and princied all up, and the family is together, and I'm just loving it. And I told him, matter of fact, my son just left from bringing me some things in. And I said to him, he said, Mommy, you always got a meeting. I said, well, baby, you know, hey, I'm busy. I got work to do. But, you know, I love them babies. I'm looking forward to us all getting together, too. So they had called me and said, Granny, can we come over? When can we come over? I said, you can come over right now, baby. We can come out right now. Yeah, but you know it was best on their daddy. But alhamdulillah, I was looking to see them, but alhamdulillah, they all at the party. Okay, I love you all very much for, you know, just, you know, hearing my, those are things that I think we all should share. That's family, you know, and that's what I see us all as family. You know, and you just be real, and you tell what happened. Say, hey, this is what happened to me today. You know, alhamdulillah. tonight. Oh, so again, see, now I don't know when I'm going to officially say, okay, we won't say New Year, but that New Year Mubarak again, okay? I'm not necessarily sure because, you know, Mubarak is recurring happiness, and so, yeah, you know, so I can't just say, well, okay, well, you know, we're in the fourth month now, so that's enough for the New Year's because it's still a new year. Still a new year. Alhamdulillah. Okay, this afternoon, I'm excited about our presentation. Inshallah will provoke some, like response in terms of inspiration, you know. We're dealing it's a topic, even so, you know, and that's our relationship with our Lord and Creator, Allah, highly glorified is He, El Khaliq. And establishing our relationship with His creation. So this is what we're doing. And Imam Muhammad, may Allah bless him with paradise, and I believe will, inshallah, I mean. But he says, and many of you, well, I'm pretty sure you will remember the time when he mentioned that we could develop. He said, it was, I'm paraphrasing this part because I'm pretty sure, I'm almost sure this is what he said, but it could be probably misunderstood that said, but you don't have to take what I say. He said, research it yourself. He said, you got your Quran. Research it for yourself and live it. And establish your relationship with your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He. Well, like I just tell all of you, I mean, and I've always been a believer in Allah. I've always been a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As big as I can, I mean, always. I know as far as I can remember back, I would at least go about 6. As far as I would just go back to say. And so I never had any type of issue or misunderstanding in my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, you know, as we get on and on into the creation and living like we're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. There was a time I knew nothing of Al-Asma'ul Husna. So now, knowing that I can establish this relationship with my Lord, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being able to get that information from Imam W.D. Muhammad, and then knowing that, I'd say, well, okay, let me take up on this. I was so excited to find the information. I was really so excited when I heard it. When my ears heard it, and my heart heard it, my mind heard it, my feeling and everything, just like it heard it, and was, I'm like, wow, really? Alhamdulillah, I was excited, and I still am. So we are on, and we'll be on this subject, this topic. I couldn't tell you when. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we will move on to another subject, then that's what we'll do. And I do have some things I want to pick up from previous programs that I do want to just kind of revisit for us, you know, in the betterment of our lives and everything. But right now, this is so important. It is so important in establishing, developing the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so important. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. Like I say, because there was a time in our lives that we didn't even know that we could even relate to the Creator like that. We didn't know that we could relate to Him like that. But to see how free in the study of Imam W.D. Muhammad, how free he was in sharing that information, you know, with us, sharing that information with us, and for the hearts that hear it and the ears that hear it and the soul that hear it, and they move out on it. Well, they're rewarded for that. They're rewarded for that, to move out on that. So when your ears hear something and I'm saying to you, welcome this evening to my babies, all of you, welcome, welcome, welcome. But I'm saying to my babies, this is the new Shahadas, the new believers. This is what I'm saying. And I'm not forgetting the season. I am not forgetting us. But I'm just saying, these are on all of us that are doing the same thing. We got to do this for these that don't know. All of us got a responsibility and a duty to do this when Allah has blessed us to know to do it. And so, alhamdulillah, we say, you know, so out to these babies, and maybe season, you know, they haven't known the information. It had not reached their ears of yet, or their heart as of yet, their mind as of yet. You know, for whatever the reason may be, but we would remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He develops and gives to us in stages, by measure. So alhamdulillah, so it's very, very important to do this. We must do this. We must establish and develop our relationship of the heavens and the earth and all between. And do you know that this is what's taking place right now in the world that we're living in today? Now, you know, if everybody was studying from the last revelation, look, did you hear what I say? Because the books before, which was the Torah and the Injil, those books confirmed that the Quran was coming. Another revelation was coming. Because Allah did not say, when He sent the revelation of the Injil, that, okay, this is the last book. He didn't say that. But He certainly told them that a coming of more information and revelation. Those books confirm that. So with those books confirming that, yes, everyone should be studying from the new revelation. If you want to be in sync with the creation, you know, in sync with the creation. And when you get in sync with the creation, and that too is developing that relationship with the creation, then you got harmony. And where there's harmony, there's peace, joy and laughter and love and happiness. All of the things of the Jannah, the paradise. All of the, and you'd be like, oh my goodness, oh Allah, you're so exciting. I thank you so kindly. We love you so much. Thank you, thank you. You know, you just really do that. You just do that because that's what you feel. And I know many of you probably feel the same way that I be feeling sometimes when I want to just stretch my hands out. No way in the world any of us could ever put our arms around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But can you imagine, you know, where you're stretching your arms, you stretch them to the stretch that you know, all you know is that you're giving all, every bit that you have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is all forgiving and most merciful and very appreciative. Isn't that beautiful? for what his Al-Rashid, the preacher, did. You see? So learning Al-Asma ul-Husna, of course, is going to give us our seat to the paradise because it's going to become paradise today. Yeah. See, the minute you start to see it, then you'll be able to see it. But if you're waiting for it to come up on you, you might miss it because it's too big for you to actually wait for it to come up on you. So you got to look out there. Yeah, and take your belief and just take it out there. And you know what? I really love a good example I'd like to give, and you all know. Any science program, and they out in space, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Do you hear me? Anything that, so when we got the Star Trek, every one of these, I just like them because they make your mind open up. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to get small-minded with our Lord. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator, small-minded. That is just, it's just us in this world that we're living in. And that's enough for our Lord to manage. He can manage that. No. You know, I'm only being facetious right now. You know this, because we don't want to do anything like that. But learning Al-Asma ul-Husna, it's the connection. It's the connection that we get when we, you know, say in our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit, with our hearing, our seeing, our feeling, our understanding, and our intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us. And we see with all of that that he has given and believe. See, you got to see it now. And if you don't see it and the information will come to you, ask Allah. Don't just dismiss the information now. Ask Allah. Say, oh, Allah, well, I heard this today and I don't really see it. I don't really understand it. Would you help me? Help me to understand the information that you sent to me. And I'm telling you, when we begin to learn Al-Asma ul-Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do that, you know, he then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as he becomes Al-Fatah, the opener. And when he opened up, everything is to your being able to enjoy and inherit as believers. Okay, so alhamdulillah, I'm excited about this evening, us continuing on to era in developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our colleague, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Muqit, the sustainer of this creation, of his creation, and our relationship with the creation as well. But because when we first established with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything else would just be so in its measurement that we're to receive, to be able to, you know, go through or deal with, that's in our immediate present, you know, so alhamdulillah. So we're going to do that. And tonight now, in our developing our relationship, tonight we're going to talk about our responsibility in that relationship and to the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our responsibility to his creation. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, so I'm going to go on in. We're going to take our first pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, you know, you are listening to Alice Diamond Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Haidi, and we are going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, link of my salam in peace and love and compassion. And that is our dear young lady, executive director of CWSC, and it's Intelligentsia, Martha Naila Abdullah. You know her. She says she the one with the know me. Okay, alhamdulillah. We are back. And I want to thank everyone for being here. And just a reminder to you out there in the AM360.org land, we're going to get your information to you right now, because I know we have some that's been here, but we got those that new coming and get your pens and paper. So, but we're going to start here. I want you to jot down these numbers, because if you want to come out of AM360.org land into the studio with us here live, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And I will recognize that you have a question or comment, and I will certainly open your mic and give you that opportunity. We want to encourage everyone to connect to 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. Also visit our parent corporation community-wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Now, you know, that U.S. is us. Isn't that wonderful how we're all just included in everything that's good? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do so. So, hey, we're doing the right thing. So that's cwsc.us. That is us. Check it out. There's a lot of great information about CWSC and its intelligentsia. And you also be able to learn about the intelligence. You'll be able to go over to the MCNRD department and register yourself as a volunteer. We'd love to have you, and you know you can register your organization as well. And you know you can give us a like on Facebook, or you can leave us a listener comment at the business office, 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Okay, I'm excited to everybody. Let me get up. Okay. Oh, and perfection. Okay, let me see. Where are we at here? With this life perfection. Just give me one moment here, sweet. Right here. Here we go. So as we were talking earlier, you know, we're talking about establishing this relationship with the last Penelope album. And then we're going to move on a bit further because in doing so, we want to be able to have the keenness of awareness of his speaking to us and showing us, you know, we want to have the most keenness of our faculties that we can have so that you can hear him, see him, feel him, understand him, and have the intellectual properties that he's given to us to carry this out, to carry it out, to whatever he has said for us to do. We're like, okay, Allah, we'll do it. Now, we never done it before, but we know we want to do it. And that's just for even wanting to. You know, it's such a blessing in that. But however, to want to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us, oh my goodness, we just be like, oh Allah, please help me with this. I've asked for a big blessing from you, and it's really bigger than I am, but I know with your help I can carry it. So I'm definitely asking your help, you know, and depending on your help, alhamdulillah. So moving on into the next, phase or step into developing our relationship with our Lord and cherish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Mukit and the Sustainer. And Al-Khaliq, he is the creator, and Al-Mukit is the sustainer. He is also the sustainer that sustains his creation. It's just wonderful. And so our next step is, this is really important. This is really important here because it's so important that if we had this type of information circulating, I mean, on a wide basis, if we can, you know, but only Allah, let the ears hear that he want to hear. But, and there are a lot of the ears that hear. But, you know, we know some that, you know, it's just so busy and caught up, their ears are not really hearing. So that, you know, and that's because they're not giving all the thanks, you know, to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he has said in the Quran, that he says he gives us our hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellect, and he says, the little things it is you give. So, isn't that, that feels bad for our Lord to have to say that. But knowing that, then we definitely want to be better. Now that we've learned that, when you learn better, you do better. And so we want to do better. And so we said, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, please have mercy and forgiveness on us for being so unmindful of the faculties that you have been so kind to give to us. Please have mercy and forgiveness upon us and bless us to always remember to give you thanks for the many wonderful blessings and favors that you bestow upon us, but for a surety of our hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellect. Alhamdulillah. So in moving forward, we want to get to our responsibility. We know that the Asma'ul Husna gives us insight, as we were speaking earlier, into the word, will, and way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I know some of you say, well, we already know that, but remember now, baby, we got some of them that don't know. We talking to those that don't know, and those that do know, too. Now, we don't start nothing here because we want you, you hear it and you say, well, I already know that, and you'll be like, oh, alhamdulillah, Allah, and thank you for bringing my ears back to it, to remind me or I already know it, and I'm glad that it's being said to those ears to hear that don't know it, and be patient with us going through it because they've got to learn just like we learned so that they too will become, learn and take on the responsibility of sharing it with others, okay? So our first responsibility to this relationship that we are establishing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to acknowledge this relationship in doing what is required on our part as the participant in this relationship. Say, because we said, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to get to know you. We want to be able to hear you when you say something to us. We want to be able to see your signs. So he said, okay, then. He said he give his servant what his servant asked for, and he gives his servant what his servant wants. Isn't that wonderful? And if every human being in this whole creation, heaven and earth and all out in space and everything between, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh, would you give me? Because he going to give to his servant, right? And then he say, he going to give. But all of them ask for the same thing. Say, for instance, that wouldn't be a problem. Now, that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful to know that you have that type of knowing, if you would. Knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G. Among you, to know that exists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim, the all-knowing thing. So it's as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in the Quran, he says, the believer is in awe of his creator. In awe. Absolute. And I mean, that's just for maybe the biggest word we can come up with to show or express our gratitude to know that we have this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this being, this essence of being in control and created in it. Like I say, when I heard that we could even establish a relationship with him, I was just like, for sure, in awe. I was like, oh, my goodness. And maybe I was already doing it, but I wasn't aware of it. See, it's okay to do a thing because you got it in your heart and you just want to do a thing, but it's even better when you become aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it, And this is what comes when we begin to seek to develop the relationship with our Lord, Cherisha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified to see. So just by seeking to do this, he is ready to appreciate service from his devotees, from among his devotees, the believers. And so in knowing this and in our participation, we want to get to now, we know we got this great information that we can actually establish a relationship and actually, you know, be a participant in there to develop it. Oh, that's just alhamdulillah. So the first thing what we need to do now, or I should say the next responsibility that we have in our participation is to discover what it is that we need to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it right there in the book, in the conspicuous book. He puts it right there, plain to see, for those who believe. When you go there and you read it, it's going to be plain. It's going to relate to your questioning in your mind. When you are sincere and truthful in your questioning, when you're sincere and truthful in your questioning and respectful, you know, definitely have to be respectful. And truth brings about respect, you know, so, but you do have to. And when you do that, you know, like I said earlier, Allah just highly glorified is He Al-Fatah, the opener. He opens up. He opens up your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, your intellect, your hearing, your seeing, your understanding. He opens it up for your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, within yourself and for yourself and understanding yourself as well, the creation. So that's what we first got to do, is get in tune with it. And study your Asma'ul Husna. And I do know that you can go to the Quran, in the back of the Quran, if you know, and get the Asma'ul Husna from the back of the book. But you can also, if you're on, if you're online, or you got that telephone right in your hand, you can just Google it. Say 99 attributes of Allah, and they'll bring it right up there on your telephone in your hand. And then, however Allah bless you for seeking to have them, then take advantage of them, utilize them. Because every letter of the spelling of the attribute that one would recite in spelling that attribute is a blessing. So this is really, really important, very important to establishing and developing our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and Al-Muqit, the Sustainer of that creation, the one that maintains that creation, His creation. And so we want to move on and say, so now we want to know what is required. What is required? What is prescribed to grow, understand, and develop this relationship with our Lord and Cherisher? What is required? What do we need to do? What is prescribed? That's the best way to go. Well, you find out, let me see exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has created me for. And that's going to be right in the Quran. And where and how you was created, the whole thing. See, because when we come to understand this knowledge and information, it's building us as that man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to be. See, he created us and then gave us the food and drink that we needed to sustain our humanness. And so in doing that, in him sustaining us, it automatically gives us a better understanding of who we are. What am I? I'm a human being. Well, what am I here for? I mean, how did I come about and why? How did I come about and why? And what am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be thinking? Oh, man, don't think you got it all figured out. We don't have it figured out. We don't know nothing. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I ain't going to try to sugarcoat it, nothing like that. We don't know nothing. The only thing we can do is say, and especially if we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify and praise him, we really don't know nothing. But if we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his guidance, for his mercy, for his favor, for him to show us, guide us, protect us and keep us, oh, and always, so Allah, hold me. And I tell everybody, tell them to hold you. See, just tell them to hold you. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, because sometimes we have to be held. Mm-hmm. It's almost like that, it's a prayer of, I believe it's a Christian prayer. I don't know, it could be a prayer for anyone, but I think that's where I got it from. And it says that about the man and his life, and he was looking over his life, and he said, well, he seen the two footprints, and oh, he was just going on because he knew it was him and God. But then all of a sudden he didn't see but one footprint. Well, wait a minute, Lord, you done left me here by myself. What you mean? You're not even capable of guiding yourself. So you have to really see into that and say, oh, my God. But anyway, the prayer goes on to say, well, that was when, because it was saying that in that particular saying of that scripture was that, that my Lord left me when I needed them both. Oh, no, you never do a thing like that. And you know, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran about those that have a good opinion of your Lord. Have a good opinion of him. See, when you have a good opinion of him, oh my goodness, he is so kind, so generous. Al-Aruf, the most kind. And Al-Kareem, the most generous. And so we be like, oh, my Lord, thank you so kindly. So acknowledge him and give to him with all your heart and soul, mind and body and spirit, all that you can give to Allah, I promise you. Even though we stretching our arms way out, we saying, oh, Allah, I'm giving you all of me I got. And that's what we're talking about. Give all you got to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And watch how you prosper. Watch how the gates open, paradise open up for you. This is real business, and it's very important. So we're going to move on here. Did I miss something? Did I miss anything? As that young man say, did I do that? Let me go on here. I believe that I do need to do this. So, you know, I love you all very dearly. You know this. And you know, when I get to explain it, but I ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not just up here just talking just to be talking, you know. I say, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you guide what you want me to say. And how you want me to say it. And one thing, I really do appreciate AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, that and as being host of this this platform or this venue, you know, then you don't have to be rushed to say what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Just say, you know, make sure you're saying what that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only way we can do that is ask. Okay, we're going to get right back, and but right now, you're listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Where are we at here?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dipreeta Hadi, host of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
And we are back. And again, I want to thank you all for being here in the studio and out there in AM360.org land. And if anyone has come in since you all have been there, I want to remind them, if they're listening live at AM360.org and they would like to talk with the audience of this particular program, to meet the host of this program, and they'll be listening, we'll all be here, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-42 and press 1. And we will certainly recognize you and give you that opportunity to share your information. Give us a like on Facebook. And leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. That's the business office, and someone there would certainly answer your request. And if not right at that present time, they will get back with you. Okay. All right, everybody, we are back. Look here now. Okay, I do have a caller, and I'm going to go on, and I'm going to go to my caller because I don't want to keep this young man waiting. I don't know who he is, but I'm not going to say that to y'all. You know I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. You love you dearly, darling. You know I know who you are. Marshaheed of IWDM Radio. 314-833. State your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab.
Alaykum as-salam to you, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience there at AM 360 Radio. And I just want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost always. I'm just this is just so substantive, informational, educational. I have to say this is one of the best productions here on AM360 that I love to listen to. So much great information, and I'm just in admiration of your mastery. Asma Usna, the 99 known names, beautiful names of Allah, and how you are able to articulate them, and how it is that we should be relating to them and being thankful and grateful in that regard. I just want to just say just a couple of things, because I want to get back to,
right,
what you're saying. But, you know, Imam Muhammad, the Quran is a book of guidance. He said he didn't read the Quran for the get knowledge. He said he read the Quran to get guidance. You know, and so when you've been on the topic in terms of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing that he's Al-Khaliq, the creator. And so the Quran actually answers the question in terms of responsibility. First and foremost, we need to know that our relationship with our Lord and Creator is that of a servant to master. That's number one for the new Shahadas and seasoned Shahadas, to know that our relationship is that of servant to master. You know, when you think about, you know, in this temporal life that we have, when we're born into the world, birth into earth, we have a relationship. It's a natural relationship. If we are birthed into this world, our relationship to the one that birthed us, that's our mother. The one, you understand, that carries the genes, the genetics in terms of even the gender, that sperm comes from our biological father. And if their children is already born, then they become our siblings, our brothers, our sisters. And we are also maybe fortunate to have aunties and uncles and cousins. So these are relationships where we live. You know, they become our neighbors. If we get, you know, grow up and get into business, then there's a relationship in terms of business partners, neighborhood, then community. What are these relationships? So I'm just only just saying that these are relationships with human beings like ourselves. But the uniqueness is what Allah is, I'll call it, the creator. The relationship is that of servant to master. So Allah says, and so a new Shahadas may want to take this down. Surah 51, Ayah 56, Allah speaks to the two creations and reminds them of why they were created, as you so articulately said earlier, our purpose. And of course, you know, as we grow, you know, we ask that question. I know I did growing up, but I'm quite sure others did. What's my purpose for being here? So Allah gives us the answer in the Quran. He says, I have not created. Okay, so created. So we know Allah is Al-Khaliq. So he's the one who creates. So Allah is speaking in the Quran. He tells us, I have not created the jinn nor the ints. The ints is the Quranic Arabia. And this ints is at the stage of gestation and maturation, still in the womb of the mother. And Allah gives us what it is that we need to know in terms of why Allah created us. And this is in general. This is in general. And that is, except for my worship, except for my service, except for to work for me in what my will and plan is for it. This is very, very important. If we can ingest that, take it in, but also digest that, oh, okay, that's my purpose. I'm supposed to worship God, you know. And so then we look at the prophet. The prophet has said that work is worship. So that tells us that we are to work for God. This gets back to the relationship of servant to master. There is something and somebody that's going to be influencing our life. But God is saying, as the creator, hey, your life should be devoted worship and service to me, because I created you. I'm the one that has nourished and sustained you. I'm the one that has guarded and protected you, and I'm the one that evolves you in my creation, you see. So that's first and foremost. But Allah also acknowledges in the Quran that to each he turns a goal. There's a goal that he turns them to. Now, this becomes specifically something that God has given to everyone, and he has not shortchanged anyone. That's why in terms of the first five ayahs, read in the name of your Lord who creates, that's in general, created you, being a human being, from a drop of congealed blood clinging, and that has something to do with the social dynamic in terms of in the womb, but also the social dynamic outside the womb. Read, and your Lord is abundant, or his abundance, meaning that there's no scarcity in his creation, you know. In other words, there's no shortage. You know, like man might say, it's a shortage of this, it's a shortage of that, or whatever. There's no shortage of water. There's no shortage of food. Allah is able to maintain and nourish his whole creation. And God is revealing that. And he taught you the use of the pen. In other words, that what it is that you discover from the natural creation, he wants it to be recorded. He wanted to be recorded, not only for you, but for generations to come, and who taught you what you was not yet knowing. And I heard you say, you know, that we come here, we don't know anything, but jot down Surah 16, Ayah 78. So Allah says, is he bring you forth from the wombs of your mother when you know, when you knew nothing, but he gives you hearing. He gives you seeing. He gives you intelligence. All that he gives to you. And he gives you sensitivity, affection. All of these are faculties that enable you to know something. And then he says, he ends that by, so that you may be grateful or be thankful. So, you know, when we look at this excellent relationship, you know, as a wordologist, we want to say thank you, and this could be a gold nugget for the new Shahadas or even the seasoned Shahadas, if you can use it as we approach in the Gregorian calendar the day of Thanksgiving. So thank you is to have appreciation now keeps you overcoming ungratefulness. I'm going to say it again. The two words put together, thank you, that means the T represents to, the H represents have, the A represents appreciation. Now, this is the big thing that puts it all together, appreciation now in the present. The K stands for keep. The Y stands for you. The O stands for overcoming ungratefulness. So to have appreciation now keeps you overcoming ungratefulness, because Allah has given us so much in abundance in that regard. So now what is the relationship? The relationship is that when we are practicing the deen, mm-hmm. the root meaning of deen, is in fact debt, the debt that we owe, the debt that we owe to Allah. That means that the whole life should be devoted, devoted worship, as Imam Muhammad say, devoted worship and service and working for God, in God's cause. There's a lot more I can say in regards to that, but I think that if we get that as a foundation and understand that, and Allah, he, like you say, he is so kind, and he's so merciful, and he's so generous, and he's so a redemptive mercy, even when we make mistakes or we become unconscious of him, he brings us back to consciousness with revelation, revealing to us and reminding us, this is what your role is. This is what your responsibility is. I have created you to be the Khalifa, the Khalifa. Mm-hmm. The Khalifa, really just in short, the Khalifa is not a particular person. It is a role and responsibility that Allah has given uniquely to his human creation, the freedom to be responsible for themselves, for the family, and for the creation that he has given to them that is a benefit to them. I could say a lot more in regards to that, but I want to try to sum it up. And I don't know what the book says, but I know as a student of the Quran, a student of the life example of the Prophet, and a student of Imam Waqidin Muhammad, it gives us that in the Quran to know that we have a unique creation from Al-Khalik, the Creator, and what he has given to us is so unique that nothing else in creation has that, and that the enemy was just jealous of the fact that we were given that. And Allah doesn't give us a role or responsibility without giving us the provisions. Al-Razak. That's another one of the 99 known attributes. And that means Allah is the provider. He's the provider. Right. So, you know, he would not be merciful, nor would he be just, if he gave us a role and a responsibility without giving us the provisions, the tools to be able to do that. Most certainly we wouldn't ask our children to do something that they haven't been taught to know or to be able or the capacity to do. So I stopped there. I'm enjoying this, and I'm just going to continue to listen. This is really excellent. I'm hoping the listenership is enjoying it as much as I am enjoying it. This is vital. These are some keys. These are some keys to actually draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is perfect. He's above any mistakes, errors, or shortcomings. Thank you so much, my dear sister. Keep up the great work. Stay on that. El Asma, El Usna. Because these are the 99 beautiful names and attributes that is known to the human being. This draws us closer and closer and closer to Allah in the knowing them and then the application of them, and just know that we are Abdullah. We are the servant of Allah, that we should worship and serve and work for God. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mark. Well, thank you so kindly for that commentary. And I just want to remind everyone to hear you over at IWDM Radio on Wednesday and Thursday evening at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you would give them that number, I certainly do appreciate that, that information.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, so that number is 714-816-4673. Once again, calling number to IWDM Radio, our sister station, is 714-816-4673. We'd love to have you to tune in, listen in, and ask questions to both of the Learning Labs, Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab on Wednesday, and the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab airs on Thursday. Thank you so much, my dear sister. I appreciate you. And just keep up the great work, because this information is so vital in Al-Islam in focus, so we can have a true focus of what Al-Islam is. And most certainly our relationship with our Lord and Creator is vitally important. And we should go to the Quran. Allah has provided that in Revelation. He reveals to us what that relationship is. He tells us what he has created. And to the best of our ability, as we begin to learn this, you understand the understanding, the application brings about the manifestation, the realization that we want in this life and the next. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, Brother Mark. And again, thank you so kindly. And I'm going to, put you there in the mute. And you know, if you have any other sharing, you can always come back up and we'll give you that opportunity. We are definitely continuing to speak on our developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Cherisher, Al-Muqi, the sustainer of the creation that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, created, you know. So we're just grateful. So as we were getting into our next step, as we are developing the relationship, in our responsibility, we now want to take a look at our part that we have to do in sustaining this relationship, developing this relationship. What is it that our Lord and Cherisher has said for us to do, or prescribed for us to do, that we would be able to be in touch with him? Because I know for myself, like I say, I was totally, in a sense that, just for lack of a better word right now, I would say shocked or in awe of understanding when I was told by Imam W.D. Muhammad. And I say again, I may have already been doing it, but I wasn't aware that that's what I was doing. So when he said that, not only just to me, it was in a lecture, and he says, we have our Quran to study it and establish our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher and Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we seek to do that, we have a responsibility in it and to it. And so the first thing we have to do is find out what it is that he, our Lord and Cherisher, our Creator, has prescribed for us to do to be able to connect to his presence, if you would. Being aware, and being aware at all times of his presence. And of his ever presence, you know, and when we do that, and we find out what it is we're needing to do, we're gonna find this information out. When he says to you, "I have created you, but I've also prescribed for you to read, to pray, and you have to, And in doing this, see, because when you read, you follow in the first of the revelation that he gave to us as mankind. Read in the name of your Lord, and your Lord is most bountiful, who taught man what he knew not, taught him the use of the pen, taught him what he knew not before. So, okay, so we're going to be, now, this is our part. This is our part. Like, oh, my goodness. Okay, so what I got to do? So, it's establishing, and we found out, we say, it's prescribed for us to pray. It is important as a fundamental act in our worship. The prayers remind us of the many spiritual and worldly benefits that come with performing it with sincerity and focus. See, you got to be really in it. Can't fake the prayer and then expect there's a reward. The reward comes with sincerity and dedication in that sincerity, and understanding who you're doing it for, because you're not doing it for any of your peers or work people or imams and or sisters, brothers, none of this. It's for your own individual existence, your own individual existence. Because remember, we talked about it earlier in some of the early segments that Allah spent a while to Allah already know. He knows the heart in the man. So it's known I'm doing this to be seen. And we don't want to get caught up in that, because that takes away the sincerity. And Allah has prescribed for us to be sincere when we in our worship to him. So that was the first thing, and we come, that's the next step, to find out what is our part is in developing this relationship with our Lord. And so we said, oh, prayer. Okay, now, but check this out. The most important that prayer is, because it gives us a spiritual practice. It fosters deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It promotes discipline in ourselves. It promotes community among ourselves. And it promotes our own personal growth. And we can always look at ourselves. You know, we're always looking at ourselves and, you know, you could do that better. But when yourself come to you and tell you that you can do something better, listen to yourself. It's telling you the truth. Because it's telling you exactly what Allah has blessed your eyes, your ears, and your seeing to understand that you can do better. So prayer is the first thing, okay, that we've been prescribed. But now, as I said, before the prayer, you got to get yourself clean enough to go. You got to do this. If you want to get that connection, that spiritual connection with your Lord, then you're going to be sincere about it and you're going to be focused on it. This is very important, very urgently important in this day time of man, in this day time. And I say that, see, you gotta grow, you say, in your understanding. And so we're not saying, and it's important for you, me, that, but it's important for, yeah, all of us, but mainly, because when it go down, everybody, it's going to be one man. Gonna be one man standing right there, taking up in answering the questions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. See, and only those that are in the believing and belief will be in that. They would be the ones that has taken on the right thing, but the taken on the natural development of his creation, of his being created, taking on that natural state. See, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khalik, the creator, said he was going to create a man, he said, what? Be in the world? So all that is there is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he says to it to be. And that's why we get a better understanding when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, as he says in the Quran, he says, tell them I'm closer to them than their sugar vein. And everybody knows where that is. Now, you know, if he can get closer than that, don't start nothing. You better be looking into this. So he gives us that insight to the word, will, and way. Okay, so when we learn what is prescribed to help us grow and understand our relationship with our Lord, wow, we're excited. And so then say, okay now, so that you'll be able to hear, see, feel, understand, and have intelligence when you come to your Lord, make sure you have prepared yourself. Now, for the new shahadas for sure, but I'm pretty sure that the season's shahada, we already know, and it's okay because, like I said again, I can't say it enough. We have a responsibility to tell you as a new believer and a new shahada. So, the wudu. We got to make the wudu. And it says that no matter how difficult it may be or seem, because it really isn't difficult at all, it's a very simple process. Mainly, yes, there is a ritual, but say, for instance, if you was going through the ritual and you had the your niyak was in a correct perspective, don't you know the blessings of that? Because you wanted to. You wanted to go do it. And you not only wanted to, but you set yourself, your feet out to go do it. Then that's when your feet become to bear witness to you on that day of responsibility or accountability. Then they'll say, yeah, her feet took me on to make the wudu. And then my hands say, yeah, and I performed. I went on to perform. Yeah, everybody be in unison of what our Lord and Creator had given to us as faculties in being of his creation, his created man. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so you want to learn to do your wudu. It's very important. And you know, you wash your face and hands and everything. I wasn't going to just go right into it, but you want to make sure you learn the wudu. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us wash our face and our hands, you know, when we get ready to come to prayer. And of course, the Prophet Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him, he showed us how to actually perform this in proper ways. And when you perform in the area you're washing, you start with the right side and you do your washing on your right side there. So that's a ritual, and there's blessings in doing that. So with today's technology, like I say again, you can put your phone up there and Google it. Say, show me how to do the Muslim prayer on YouTube, and it'll bring it right up, and it'll go right through the prayer, the performing of your wudu right there. But it is most important in to perform the voodoo. But not only does it purify you for the fact that you're doing the washing, but it purifies you in your whole entire human body. Okay. So if you don't know and you need me to help you to find out about it, or you want me to go step by step into it, we will do that. But today I was going to try to get, you know, boot up a little bit here. In the Quran, the significance of cleanliness is mentioned various times. This shows the importance of purity in Islam. It has great benefits for us. We will remain healthy and active, gain the blessings and mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, Almighty, Al-Qadir, the Almighty. We want to, isn't this what this is all about? How are we going to say we really want to get to know Him and get close to Him, but we don't want to do what He say do? How are we going to establish a relationship, but when we say, oh, but that's just too hard, or I can't remember to do this, or it's not that important for me to do this? But remember, He is telling you the importance of it. So I you know, I'm wanting us to do that. And I guess we did go on into you know, I said to you all I was going to do an hour, and then the next hour we're going to do life reflections. That's what Allah blessed me to come up to say, that second hour would be life reflections. And this is, it's all entailed and intertwined with each other, because to have the proper relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only way we're going to do that is to have our physical and mental health and cleanliness, that when we approach to establish that relationship, we're in the best, we're as clean as we can be. And that takes you to your wudu. And you make your wudu and you make it correct and straight and right, then you know, you're going to be able to see it. You're going to be able to hear. But then after that, so we said prayer, right? That was the prescription that our Lord gave to us as mankind, as the servants that we are of His. And are we just grateful that He even allowed us to be a servant? Oh, my goodness, we just love You. I know He says none comes to Allah except by being a servant. But what if He has said, what if He say, well, oh, so you ain't clean. You don't want to come to me clean. You don't want to serve me. You showing me your own self. You don't want to serve me because you don't want to be clean. Because you don't want to do what I said do to clean yourself. And now how can you be put among those that are actually serving Him with all their sincerity and effort? And that's their desire too. So you can only have a desire and be focused on that when you mean it from your very soul and you're able to see it and feel it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He gives us, mankind, the faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intelligence. So we want to go on and utilize them to the utmost that we can. So when this information comes to us in our establishing our relationship with our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way we're going to get close and get to know Him is to study. Because when you study, you're going to get the proper information to utilize to develop that closeness to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to get that information. But if you don't read, my darling, if you don't read, you're missing out. You know, as they say, the train of being came and gone. just to use an analogy, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to take a train and go somewhere, but it ain't a came and gone because you wasn't aware. You were not aware. And this is what we got. This is so vitally important, everyone, because if we had this type of progressive thinking in the human intellect and him utilizing of his faculties that God has given them for his purpose, then we would have a much better society. It would be more balanced and just. It would be safe. It would be trustworthy. The way if we really took a look at around us, we'd say, oh, my God. This is hellfire. Please protect me. Get me out of here. Well, let me check my board, see if I have anybody up there. I'm so sorry, y'all. You know I love you. I didn't mean to, just go on and on. But we've got to recognize that, okay, I love you all so much, and I'm just going to stop right there, and I'm going to go to my board. You see how Allah give you the signal, though? Because I was on my roll, wasn't I? But he just brought it to my mind. Okay, I love you all. 347-751. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to Abdul Islam and Focus Learning Lab. Assalamu alaikum. State your name and where you're calling from. 347.
Well, wa alaikum assalam, Sister Dupreza.
Mahasin?
Yes, love. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. My love, yes. How are you today?
I am fine. Give me a hug, please. I'm giving you a hug.
Right, give it. You got it back. Oh,
yes,
baby, I feel you. Oh, my
and
goodness, inshallah. Thank you so much,
Annie. You're welcome, my love.
I pray you to my back.
You know what I mean? I woke up from a nap. And I must have needed the rest, because when you sleep beyond what you plan to sleep, that's because your body is calling on you, give me some rest. And when I got up, I was a bit disoriented. You know how it is when you first wake up. But as I moved about looking for my purpose, something said, call on AM360. Now, truthfully, I'll tell you, I don't usually do that on Sunday afternoon. But I follow
Saturday.
Excuse me. On Saturday afternoon. Thank
you need
that
rest, girl.
Alhamdulillah. That's why it's so precious and so powerful what you're saying. So when I came to myself, I hit the number for AM360. I said, because of the relationship I strive to have with Allah, I said, Allah, why you want me to call AM360? I don't usually do that on Saturday evening. There's some other things. And I heard your voice. And I heard, I listened to see, because I know when you talk and provide your program, you do it with an intention that allows you to bring the best that you can to help somebody reorient or orient themselves in the beginning experience of embracing is love. And I want to tell you, when you mentioned about the second hour is dedicated to the reflections of life, it struck me because all of my listening up to that point had been like experiencing a baptism. The words and it advice and encouragement and knowledge that you shared was like experiencing taking the Shahada all over again. The emphasis that you put, the state of mind and the state of heart that's important for us to bring to an intention to bear witness that there is only one God and his prophet and messenger whose model of character we are supposed to emulate. It made me have a sense of recommitting. It felt like a baptism. Now, I remember the experience of being baptized when I was a Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is an experience. We call it an out-of-body experience. Because if you are genuinely seeking, like you emphasize, that relationship with your Lord, you want to get back in line. You want your life and your attention to be pleased. You want to be accepted by God.
Right.
And experience his guidance, then you tend to have an unusual experience in baptism. And in the Quran, and I know you know this, but I'm just going to line up with you. Allah characterizes the baptism like we yearn for in Christianity as a baptism in his truth. When we read the Quran, reading is so important, that we actually are being baptized by Allah in his accepting our faith in him, our initial yearning for faith in him. Oh, Sister Dupriya, this is an awakening experience. Again, for those, I've been a Muslim for 45, going on 50 years, and this experience of listening to you today, and then I'm going to stop, has been like re-baptism in the intention of the faith and that which we're seeking, that purity, and to be accepted. And I'm going to give you another hug as I stop.
Because you know you got it, girl. You know you got it. I love you dearly.
Oh, Allah, and may Allah bless you and give you everything you need to continue to share this experience and define it for those who are seeking and searching, because it's there waiting for them. If they just try and come to that which we offer in AM 360, and that's the learning. See, we're a student, and we want to know that which we were not before knowing. So I'm going to clock. Please stop me, because you know I could bear witness until midnight about this. I love
yes,
you, ma'am.
Really. I love you. You're so kind, my husband. Oh, alhamdulillah. And you know, I'm going to take your number down again so I can call you. I'll tell y'all about them phones and things another time, but I'm going to jot your number down and make sure so I can have it, because when I put it in my book, it seemed like somebody goes and then take them out. Now, who? I couldn't say. I just know when I think about it, you're not there. Yes, ma'am. But thank you so kindly for those kind words. And you keep up your great work as well and take care of your health. And yes, when your body say get that rest.
Allahu Akbar, dear. And may Allah bless you.
Thank you, my love.
Love you too, dear. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. And we do have another call, and I certainly do appreciate you so kindly. I'm going to put you mute, Sister Mahasan. You know you can come back at any time before we leave out of here if you want to come back and say something else. I have you mute. 773-449, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. This is my dear friend, Amira yeah. Muhammad, 773-449. state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, sister, my dear sister, Deprita. It is Amir Muhammad Saheed. Yes, it is. You know what? This has been so wonderful, so empowering. And I was hoping that Mahasa would take all my thoughts and express them because I wanted to express some of myself. You know how when some of us used to be in a church and we'd be walking the floor when the preacher was just saying something that was resonating with our spirit? I tell you, I wasn't walking the floor physically, but I was walking the floor mentally. Allah, you know one of our dear imams that said that Allah has downloaded you with the message. He had downloaded you with a universal message to preach. I said, oh, I have never heard her speak like this before. I said, you know, and so much of what you're saying is just so resonated and it fits for my spirit. And we know when we don't know.
That's right. Because when it resonates
with our spirit, then we know. And we know what to do with it, especially the way that you were detailing so many examples of what you were saying. And so saying, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Same thing when Allah bless you with knowledge and it sets you free and it make you want to be better and do better. I mean, I surrender. I don't know everything, but I learned so much tonight. My dear sister, and I pray a lot that he work in my spirit to make me a better person going forward, and then I can be a better person going forward to others. So just thank you for what you gave us tonight. Bring more. It was so necessary. It really was to the new Shahadas and the seasoned Shahadas. So, yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. And the new believer and the seasoned believer. Because, you know, all the believers. Yes, some of them are here. They may not.
This is really transformational. This is so transformational, you know, a renewing of the spirit. You know, Sister Mahasan, she put it in some good context, like a baptism. I don't know, you know, if I would have said that, that was for her to say it, but that's what it felt like. So just thank you again. Thank you. Okay, assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam, and I thank you so kindly, Sister Amira Muhammad Shaheed, for those kind words. And as I tell everyone, you know, I said, oh, Allah, and I know we all do. We say, oh, Allah, help us. Bless us to do as you have us to do. I want to do what you want me to do. And I want to do this because I know you sent it to me to do, you know. And I tell myself, I don't know, but I know you sent me to do this, and I'm just going to ask you to help me do it. I'll do it, but I don't know what I'm doing. So I say, help me, you know. So I appreciate you all so kindly because you are acknowledging you're able to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank him so kindly. And I thank you all for, and so dearly for being my dear friends, all of you. Mark Shaheed, Amira, Muhammad Shaheed, Sister Mahasan Abdul Salam. I love you all. Thank you. Amen. Okay, I'm going to move on. And so this is, we were saying that this here, and thank you, Amira. I'm going to put you in mute. Did you have something else that you need to share or wanted to share right now?
Oh, I didn't go out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did I go out?
I'm going to put you. Well, like my son. I'm going to put you in mute. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What were you saying?
No, I thought I had muted out. You can mute me out. I don't know if for some reason didn't mute out. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Candy. You can always come back. You press one and go out, and I'll know if you come back and you'll have something else that you want to share. And you know, everyone, I just want to say this. I'm going to take my pause here now. I got to do this quickly, and this is going to be our last public service announcement for this this afternoon, and then we're going to get ready to, as they say in broadcasting language, sound off. Okay, it's right here. I'm going to do this. Okay, thank you.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered, when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And we are back. Just want to say I didn't have a PSA for tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock. And that want to join in, let me see what she got right here. I'm going to join in. Just give me 1 moment. What is 4 o'clock, and it's going to be Khalida Akbar. Keeping it real. No, Princess Aziz. There she go. Princess Aziz starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow. You had the Fitra Muhammad, the Study Out of Islam, starting at 10 to 11. Then from 4 to 5, you got Princess Aziz keeping it real. And then at 5 o'clock, you got Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hameen and Michael Hameen. And I'm almost sure, I believe Sister Mahasin Abdul Salam is one of the guests, one of the facilitators of that program as well. So, but you can catch them tomorrow afternoon starting at from 4. You got Princess Aziz and Keeping It Real and Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad tomorrow afternoon starting at 5 o'clock with Imam Kareem Hamid, Michael Hamid, and Mahasan Abdul Salam. Okay, so with that, we're going to have to start wrapping it up, and I want to thank everybody for being here and your participation. You know, I really do appreciate you all because you give me so much encouragement to keep on. You just wouldn't hardly think that it comes to me like, you know, trying to make me not do this program. And so when, you know, like, just bring up things like, you know, about nothing, nonsense, but because I'm dedicated to my service to our Lord and cherish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqeed, our creator, Al-Khaliq, and Al-Muqeed, the sustainer and maintainer of us being his creation, that I say I want to stay on this path. And I will continue to study. And when it comes to me and say that I don't need to do this, oh, you're too tired, you got so much more that you need to be doing, and, you know, and these things. And I'm glad that I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for turning me to him when those voices come up to talk like that to me. Because what I say to him, I swear, I know Allah, he had given me the sign to do this. And so this is why I'm doing it. And I don't mind sharing. I'm learning too. And I'm so thankful to Allah to allow me to be able to learn. And he said the responsibility, which what we're talking about in building our relationship with Allah, spending with Allah, it's all about responsibility, our part of responsibility, you see, because he is the most responsive. You know, our responsibility to what we say we want with him, and he gives his servant what he's asked for, and he gives his servant what his servant wants. And so I really do appreciate you all so dearly for encouraging me to continue. And I will, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the breath and the strength to be able to, and the abilities to learn and be able to share, I will definitely do that. So I want to thank you all so kindly. And as I was saying, the second portion, we're going to get it down pat, the second portion, the second half of our 2 hours is devoted to, and we've named it Life Reflections. And that's what it is, Life Reflections. You know, I want to say it was reflections of life. It's life reflections because we're going to take all of this that we're receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intelligence in our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit, and in our intellect. We're going to take all of these faculties and take them and be able to go forward. With like what I'm wanting to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, he says, move out heavily or lightly, equipped heavily or lightly. So in other words, you have to still move out. We can say, well, I only got a fair size. Well, we don't want to go because we say, well, I can't find my scarf, so I can't go. Or I can't find my socks, so I can't go. Or I can't do this because I don't have this or I don't have that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when his servant asks of him, he gives his servant what his servant asks for. And then he went on to be more, even more generous, and he says he gives his servant what his servant wants. You mean you're going to give me what I ask for and give me what I want deep in me where maybe someone else wouldn't even have an understanding of something that I may want. but Allah does, and I can want that, and He'll give that to me. Not only me, you too. The believer, the one who is steadfast, the one that wants to be respectful and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that starts with where we stand today, and our participation is being clean, coming to Him. And you might miss a step in your wudu, but your intent, your niyyah, for coming there to even make the wudu, and you actually put it in the motion of actually performing it, you've done more than just sit there and say, well, I don't know how to do it, and I don't think it's necessary for me to do it. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed is necessary. It's necessary, whether we understand it or not. Because if we do not understand it, guess what? If we have that focus and attention to do the right thing in service to our Lord, guess what? We're going to get that. We're going to receive that. Okay, so I love you all so dearly. And just let me make sure no one else has their hand up here, and I missed them. I just want to make sure. Okay, I think we're done here. Okay, so I do appreciate everyone so dearly, so kindly. I appreciate you being here. And we're going to pick up next week. As I said before, you know, we can't rush this. We can't rush it. And this is new information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind and so gracious to give to us, that we want to do it with the right intention, and we want to do the best that we can do. We want to do the best that we can do. And so we come tonight, and we come to the understanding that our next step forward in our participation in establishing and developing our relationship with our Lord and Creator, Allah highly glorified as He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, the Almighty. We want to line up with what He is saying. And so we're going to pick up on this next week, okay? Because, hey, next week we're going to talk about how we got to. We talked about the prayer tonight, right? That's the sign. That's the prescribed way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His giving us the approval of allowing us to connect with Him, then He says prayer. And then we're going to go on next week, and we're going to talk about how we arrive to five prayers per day for the day of a day, okay? We're going to do that, inshallah. So I'm going to highlight this right here so I can make sure, inshallah, next week, inshallah, bless us all to see next week and be able to get back here. I'm going to start here, right here. That's going to be, okay. Let me see, 4, 11, 21, okay, 21. Okay, we'll check it out. Okay, so I got that right there, that's where we're going to start it next week. So with that, we're going to say alhamdulillah, and thank you all again once for being here, and may Allah bless us all with a fantastic upcoming week. Oh, isn't it wonderful to just live and can feel in that what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And we say a fantastic, that's just what we're talking about. Everything that we reach out to and for, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, utilizing His beautiful names and attributes, Al-Asma'ul Husna, and in our daily lives, and reaping the benefits and the bounties and blessings from it, we just thank Him. And that's what we mean when we say fantastic. And you're gonna feel it, and your mind is gonna accept it. Your hearing, your feeling, your seeing, your understanding, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit accepts that. So you have a fantastic, may Allah bless us all with a fantastic upcoming week in Jumu'ah Mubarak. And we make our prayer and du'as for the homeless and those that are sheltering, food and shelter. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them, suffice them with shelter and food for their tables and their family, and bring their families whole. I know you know what I'm feeling, because we're dealing with it even more when the weather gets colder. You know, Muslim women in action right now, we're dealing with a couple and their children and just got in a situation, you know, but alhamdulillah, we're working with them. And we pray Allah and we thank Him so kindly for your help and your donations toward Muslim women in action to help us to be able to meet. Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry, because I just think about it, you know, those that are in need. And we can only give so much, but we're growing the organization with Allah's help and guidance. And guess what? We look toward the future of having Muslim women in action, being that where as many come to our door, we'll have the resources to be able to suffice them and their needs. And to that we say, Ameen. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those that are ill and being told that they have a disease, and some of the doctors go on and tell them it's incurable. But let me tell you, whatever the disease that one doctor or many doctors can have diagnosed you with, just know that when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Him and ask His aid and His help to remove that from you, alhamdulillah, know that He will. And we pray that He remove it from you as though it was never there. And we have seen it happen many times. So we know this He can do, and we thank Him so kindly, alhamdulillah. And to that we say, Ameen. We pray for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called on to Himself, as we all will return to Him. What of our loved ones? He has called them before He has called us. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and forgiveness on them, and on our souls as well when we do return, and to bless us all with His mercy in paradise. And to that we say, Ameen. We pray that He will bless the loved ones of those in whom He has called on. Because you know I'm feeling it right now, and I know you are too. I'm picking up on it, you know, because He has called our loved ones. And for us that are here, still work to do for us. We still have work to do. And while we're here, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice us with peace and the patience that we need to continue on, knowing, inshallah. That's why it's so important for us to learn our asthma or husna, so that we can be guaranteed the seat. And we pray that He will bless us all with the paradise. And to that we say, Ameen. And big old hugs and love to you. I was trying to see what I want to go out of here with. Big hugs and love to you. And we want to say, may Allah bless us. This in here while we're talking, okay? Bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And to that we say, Ameen. And I'm going to see what I can get us out of here to go out with. Yeah, Okay. Just patient with me. Give me just a little patience here. You know, it's been, I don't know what that is, so I'm not going to do that. I don't know what that one is. Right there, what we got right here? Shahi. Okay. I quit. Okay, I'm just hold on. Just bear with me. Please bear with me. I was trying to find something. I know I could have put in. I was trying to find something a little bit different. Dean. Is it Dean? Okay. Let's try this one here. Let's see what we got here, okay? May Allah bless you with good night rest and blessed rising. I mean, big old hugs and love to you now. Okay, but let's just try this. I'm trying. And if it, you know, if I see that it's not what we're talking about, then I'll go on and I'll close this out, okay? I'm not going to hold you up. Okay, have a fantastic evening.
I am the Dean. I am the Dean you need. Come back to me, I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me, I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me, I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me. He wants to bring you down, he whispers every day, you started on the path, and he led you astray, I know you will come back, you never feel at peace, you're searching for the truth, to put your mind at ease, you know you're missing me, I know what you've been through, when we meet again we have a lot of work to do. Life had just begun, I helped to raise you up. You thought it'd be easy, but your life turned out to be rough. You thought I let you down, I never let you go. I'm worried cause you left me and you didn't even know. You know you're gonna die, who knows when that will be. Before you meet Allah, you should come back to me. I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me. I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me. I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me. I am the Dean you know, I am the Dean you need, I am the Dean you love, please come back to me.
People coming back, 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 people coming back.
You are invited to this.
People coming back, 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 people coming back.
I am the Dean. I am the Dean.